a step beyond stem cells. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A step beyond stem cells. Stem cells are quite in the news these days as a very beautiful and a very positive idea toward healing and wholeness in individuals and in large groups of people, because they're learning how to manufacture these stem cells so that they're usable in the human body, and the human body will not reject its own stem cells, its own cells. These are very positive and very wonderful things. And stem cells are caused by one thing, and they're caused by our thought. Now, we don't want to oftentimes take the credit that our thought thinks up the stem cells, but they do. Our thought thinks up our body. Our thought thinks up our world. Our thought thinks up the universe. The thought thinks up everything that is, or ever will be, or ever could be, or ever was. Our thought is the manufacturer of all of that. And we look at the stem cells and we say they are undifferentiated cells ready to go to work to accomplish whatever goal we set for them. If we set an undifferentiated cell into an imperfect liver, the undifferentiated cell will seek out the liver's ideal, original purity and integrity, and recreate that within the liver, within the heart, within the lungs, within any area where it is placed. Now, this is a most marvelous and a most visible type of thing for us to see, for us to look at, for us to realize, for us to create, for us to experience. Now, our thoughts do the same things. Our thoughts go throughout our entire body, just like the 10,000 stem cells that are born every day in our brain. Our thoughts go throughout our body, and they're far more numerous than any 10,000 stem cells or any trillion, billion, zillion cells in our body, because our thoughts are the creator of all of these things. Now, I guess the biggest problem, if it's a problem, for us to and consider it at all, is how do we work with these thoughts of ours, and are these thoughts really as important as the stem cells? Are the thoughts really as important as anything else in the universe? How was everything created in the universe? How indeed did everything come forth? Was everything a thought? Was everything an idea first? Was it a thought in the infinite creative cause, in the infinite mind, in the infinite oneness that each of us is? Is that thought there? Well, I believe so. I believe so. And so do all of the philosophers and all of the persons in religion and all the persons in science. And actually, every human being believes that thoughts are things. And whatever thought we think, don't think such a thought, you'll bring that into your life. Don't go talking like that. We will not have talk like that around here. Don't do. And you see, what we really should be doing is saying, instead of when a child comes up and says something unhappy, we say, well, you are always filled with beautiful thoughts. Now, what's a beautiful thought about that? What's a beautiful thought? Can you think up a beautiful thought that would relay itself to that? And can you think of a beautiful thought about your friend who was not nice to you for a moment? What sort of beautiful thought? Can you think of a thought of understanding or compassion or understanding and tolerance? Can you think of a beautiful thought that says, oh, Johnny just had a cold and he was unhappy, and so he's trying to take it out on everybody, but Johnny, I love you, and there's nothing further. Johnny, that cold will be gone in no time, and you'll be back to your original purity and integrity. You'll be back to your old self in no time, Johnny. And you see, when we get ourselves, our children, ourselves, our world, thinking in that way, instead of being judgmental, instead of being argumentative, instead of being opposed to our highest good, we will do everything we can to encourage our highest good, and our highest good therein manufactures itself into our world, because our thoughts are things. Now, the stem cells, as we have learned about them from scientific studies, go into whatever it is they go into, the heart, the lungs, the body, the whole body. I like to think that these 10,000 stem cells in our brain every day are like a great marching group of people, a marching group or whatever, I don't want to call it people, that limits it, but in a great marching group of original purity and integrity. And they move into each area, and they redefine that area according to its original purity and integrity. They redefine the area. Now, it's not that the area wasn't always that way. It's just that it began looking at itself a little differently. It began looking at itself as something negative or something non-beneficial. And the stem cells are going to cause each of these cells to start looking at themselves in a more beneficial way, in a more harmonious way, in a more useful way. So if that's what our stem cells do, then that's what our thoughts do too. Now, we can call our thoughts stem cells. We can call stem cells our thoughts. We can interchange them because they do very much the same thing. And as we do that, we have a tool. And it's a tool that's a wonderful, positive tool. Now, the stem cells are absolutely pure. They have nothing about them that defines to them what they're supposed to do or what they're supposed to be. They're just absolutely pure, undifferentiated. They have no purpose, ready to do whatever we want. Our thoughts come to us undifferentiated, pure. They have no purpose. They have no direction. They just are pure thoughts, and then they enter into our life experience, and our life experience says, I'd like a new car. And so our thoughts begin to revolve around the idea of a new car. And our thoughts ask questions. Stem cells don't ask questions, but our thoughts ask questions and say, okay, what kind of a car would you like? What kind of a life would you like? What kind of a world would you like? What kind of things would you like in your world, in your life, in your being? And then we say, well, we'd like to have this brand of car, and this color of car, and this horsepower of car, and this four-door, two-door, whatever. We'd like to have a car that's an SUV. We'd like to have whatever we'd like to have. And the moment we start determining what we'd like to have, then we start limiting it. We limit it to a Ford or a Chrysler, we limit it to a Dodge, we limit it to a Plymouth, we limit it to a Pontiac. Oh, but some of those cars are no longer being made. Well, that's true. So you see, the moment we start defining what our thought is going to be, instead of just thinking our thought and thinking it's good and beautiful, I am my original purity and integrity, without defining what that original purity and integrity is, the moment we start defining it, we start limiting it. So the moment you start saying, I want to be a millionaire, I want to be independently wealthy, well, no, independently wealthy is not too bad, because that opens you up for independent wealth, where you have money to do whatever you want, and you have funds to do whatever you want. But the moment you say, I want to be a millionaire, well, then that's what you're going to be. Well, hey, that's not bad. Well, it depends. What sort of thoughts do you have inside of your being? Are you an unlimited thinker? Are you undifferentiated as your stem cells are? Are you undetermined? Are you your original purity and integrity? Now, just what is our original purity and integrity? That is something that sort of makes us think a second time. Our original purity and integrity is the original design of what we are. Now, the original design of what we are is the allness. Yes, I am the allness. I am the allness of whatever it is I am. I am the ideal human being. I am the ideal divine being. I am the ideal allness. Now, What is the ideal divine human being or divine being? What is the ideal divine being? Well, we can't begin to describe it because it is all. And the moment we start describing it, we start limiting it. So if we can take these universal terms and say, I am the all, I am the ideal, I am my original purity and integrity, I am whole and perfect. You see, it doesn't define what wholeness is and what perfection is. It just means that whatever it is that comes to our attention is its original purity and integrity. My lungs are my original purity and integrity. My heart is my original purity and integrity. My eyes, ears, nose, throat, whatever about me is, every organ, action, function of me, is my original purity and integrity. And to be my original purity and integrity, what does that mean? It means that it is far greater than anything that I would ever want to conceive it of being. Not that I want to conceive it of being, but ever that I could define it to be, because every definition I put upon whatever I'm thinking, whatever definition I put upon it, limits it. And so, if I can learn to think and act and be in an unlimited consciousness, in an unlimited awareness, like my original purity and integrity, that's always good. Because my original purity and integrity is always there. It's always here. It's always me. But I don't always express it because I begin to define it. And I begin to say, oh, my toe is whole and perfect. I stubbed it. Well, you see, your original purity and integrity is a body that is a body you don't even know about. You're not even aware of your heart, your lungs, your eyes, your ears, your nose. You're not aware of these things. They just function in their original purity and integrity. They do their original purity. And you don't want to see further. You see further. You don't want to be more strong, more strong. You don't want to be stronger. You are strength. You are pure strength. And whatever it is you choose to do, whether you want to lift a car, or whether you want to lift a stone, or whether you want to lift a child, or whether you want to lift your sweetheart, it doesn't matter. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. I am strength. I am the allness. I am the isness. Our stem cells are undifferentiated, waiting to be directed where we want them to go. Now, our decision is, where do we want them to go? How do we want them to be? What is it important for us to have them express themselves as? When we define that, then we start defining life, and we just start delineating exactly what it is that we think is important. And the more we define life, the more we limit the experiences we have. Can you imagine a tree defining its glory? Can you imagine a tree defining that it is a tree out of a seed? As a seed, it thinks, I'm a seed. And as a seed is planted in the ground, the seed is planted in the ground. The seed is now surrounded by all this dark, moist earth. And then, little by little, the seed says, I have a mission to do. I have purpose. And so it spreads out itself. It cracks through its shell. And it puts feelers down, which become roots, and feelers up, which becomes a trunk, and which becomes the leaves and the structure. Now, looking at the seed itself, we really wouldn't have much of an idea of what it might be. And we might think, this is a seed of an oak tree, and this is not the nut, but a seed. And the seed is inside. And so we look at the seed of a rose, or a seed of a child, a seed of anything, and we wonder just what it all is. And then as it begins to unfold, we say, oh, that is this, and that truly is not that. It's only the beginning. And it's only the beginning of the unfoldment of its original purity and integrity. It is an ideal child as it is a child. It is an ideal teener as it is an ideal teenager. It is an ideal person as it is an ideal revealed person. But that, even there, it is not the allness. The original purity and integrity of a person far outshines anything any of us have the eyes to see. One day we might have the eyes to see it when we are our original purity and integrity in 100% expression. But at the moment, we're looking with the limited eyes of whatever we feel we are at the moment. The ability to think grand, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic possibilities and wonderful thoughts for ourselves is a wonderful gift that we give to ourselves if we give it. It's a wonderful blessing that we bring into our life if we choose to do it. And as we bring this blessing into our life, we open the doorway for peace, for harmony, for goodness, for magnificence beyond anything we could ever know. So today, let's all open our hearts and our minds and our thoughts to the divine that we are, our original purity and integrity, to the allness that we are, far beyond anything we can imagine for ourselves at this moment. And let's begin to live it wonderfully, beautifully, fully now. For it is a glorious experience, and each of us has the privilege of having it be our own today. Just know that I see you in your original purity and integrity because I see me in my original purity and integrity. And I love you. I love you. I love you.